Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, if you're like me and you're trying to get a little bit more protein into your diet, we're looking at it today from the perspective of vegetarians and what veggies can do to try and get a little more protein into the weekly menu. Firefighting chef Paul Knapp is with me in studio today. Paul, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very good, Andrew. Yourself?
You've a load of recipes, load of dishes in here in studio. All smells great. Like protein, you know, at the best of times, I find it quite difficult to try and get enough of it. Into each and every dish?
I think if you are, let's call it like on a regular diet, okay? No one ever sort of like criticizes you or becomes kind of like an expert on micro and macronutrients. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as soon as you say you're vegetarian, especially if you say you're vegan, the first thing they're going to say is, where'd you get your protein from?
Yeah,
do you
know what I mean? I know everybody starts querying.
I mean, do you
want
to argue with a silverback gorilla, a rhinoceros, an elephant? Do you know what I mean? They're some of the biggest animals and mammals out there and they're all plant-based. So when people say, you know, where'd you get your protein from? Mm. You get it from your food. And like I'm coming from, and I always have come from the sort of the argument side or the corner, if you're talking about having a fight, I'm coming from the corner of a well-balanced, nutritious diet, which you can get from lots of different things. It doesn't have to be solely from plants, but you know what I mean? There's the ethics behind it as well as the nutrients. So you can have an incredibly healthy plant-based or vegan diet. You can also have an incredibly unhealthy with the amount of convenience and processed stuff that's out there now.
And I did notice that when I did it for a month last year.
Absolutely. So if you're into cooking, you can cook really healthy food and you can make sure that it's balanced in accordance to your lifestyle. So you do get in the protein, you do get in the carbohydrates, you do get in the fiber and things like that. So
top of the agenda for you then when you're looking at vegetarian protein. So what's your sort of key focus?
I think, again, it's not to kind of squirm out of it, but also as well, it's dependent upon your lifestyle, your physical activity and what you actually need. Do you know what I mean? So I would look at most of my protein sources would come from the likes of like lentils, chickpeas and stuff like that. Also, they would come through from tofu and also as well, just a huge amount of vegetables and things like that.
Right. What's first in the menu today?
So you are eating there. That is a Moroccan chickpea and lentil soup. Okay. So,
lovely.
Thank you. So what that is, that's really, really simple and easy to make. And it's really kind of, it packs this really fresh punch. So all we've done there is we've cooked down some onion. We've added into that like some celery and we've added in there some carrot, which is your traditional kind of root based vegetables if you're making soups and stews. So it's a chunky stew as well. Into that, then we put in some spices. So we put in some cumin seed and we've also put in a little bit of turmeric. There's a little bit of chilies gone in there as well. And then what we put in there is some harissa paste and smoked paprika. So you're getting that harissa, that tiny little kick.
Yep.
So there's a nice little kick of the harissa. Then we put in there our chickpeas. We put in our lentils in there as well, and then we're also just going to finish that off with like a veggie stock. So we cook it with a lid on then for about 10 minutes, take the lid off and cook it for about 20, and then we put in about 5 sort of like decent sized tomatoes, go in there as well and get cooked out for the same amount of time. So start to finish is about 30 minutes from
very handy. So the protein source in this is the chickpea
lentils,
and lentil.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All of these, the main theme of all of these are lentils. So there's lentils in each one of those dishes. They're the kind of the predominant kind of protein source.
I'm not a lentil fan, Paul.
But you're eating it.
I know, yeah. It tastes good because the chickpeas and everything
else. What you've got in there as well. We should have told me that beforehand. Yeah. I've slaved away from 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
I don't like lentils. But also as well, what you'll find is because the lentils, they start to... It depends on what you've got. You've got like the red lentil and that one this kind of almost disintegrates like in the dal. So you don't actually get that bitty kind of a taste. You know what I'm saying? Whereas when you've got like the yellow, the split pea, and also you've got like some of say the green or the brown ones, they hold themselves more. So they'll lend themselves to like a bolognese or a lasagna or something like that because they won't go to a mush, but the red ones they kind of go down to a puree.
Like I notice now because I'm making a little bit more of a conscious effort to try and get more protein into every dish or every meal that I'm eating, you know, that I'm looking at the protein source and how much is in whatever that I'm trying to make. I presume it's the same then for obviously for vegetarians.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the same requirements
for vegans. Yeah, absolutely. Like our bodies all need the same nutrients and nourishment, you know what I'm saying? But I suppose it's how you fuel your engine. So if you can fuel it the cleaner way that you can fuel it, the better it's going to be for you. And I suppose if we understand that we've got protein, carbohydrate and sugar, if you had like a Mars bar and a slice of bread and sort of like a lump of protein, your body's going to crave the sugar first because it's an instant hit. The protein keeps you feeling fuller for longer because it takes your body longer to digest.
What's
at the end
nice
of the day.
Little decorative topping in beside the coriander?
Oh, beside the coriander. Oh, there's a little bit of a tahini. Tahini with lemon juice in there and a little bit of water and it just gives it that nutty taste.
No, vegetarian, I assume, sausage rolls?
Again, they're all plant-based, they're all vegan, they're all dairy-free though. They are a sausage roll. So that's like what I've always wanted, you know, like when you're not feeling the best after the night before and you want one of those petrol station sausage rolls, you know, this kind of like dirty, greasy
feeling yesterday.
And what you want is that it's got that kind of herby, peppery taste and stuff like that. So what that is then what I would call it's the sausageless sausage roll. So it's made up of a third, a third, and a third. So there's third mushrooms, third lentils, and a third of a packet of the plant-based sausages mixed in with some onion powder, some garlic powder. There's some fresh or some dried herbs that have gone in there as well. And white pepper goes in there, which gives it that kind of little tingle on your tongue, but it gives it that taste of that, what I would call not a very nice sausage roll that you might get, like the service station sausage roll.
I've tried the vegan sausages previously, and I'm not a fan of them at all. But obviously the difference here is that you've mixed it up.
Absolutely. So again, there's a pun. It's a pack of, it's literally so simple to do. It's a pack of a pack of sausages, a pack of lentil, a can of lentils just washed and drained. And also then is a pack of mushrooms into a food processor, a couple of teaspoons of onion powder, a couple of teaspoons of garlic powder, a little bit of sage or thyme, whichever one you've got, doesn't make any difference, a little bit of salt. And then all I had to put in there then is just a little bit of some truffle oil just to kind of jazz it up a little bit, and some white pepper, about half a teaspoon of white pepper. Puree that up and then into your puff pastry and bake that in the oven.
I'm assuming vegan sausages have no source, or what's the source of protein in them?
It's normally soya. A lot of the kind of anything that comes from a process is normally kind of like a soya protein that's in it as well. So that's their kind of their base. Soya and potato starch is kind of their go-to when they start to process these meats or sausages and bits and pieces like that. So again, as a fan, I wouldn't be sitting there eating sausages. I never really ate sausages anyway.
No.
And it's nice that we give out about the plant-based sausages to say what's in it, do you know what I mean? But if you looked at what's in your regular sausage, you don't want to know about it.
You're probably better off not knowing.
Exactly, yeah.
So, finally, Paul.
So what you got there is a sweet potato and spinach lentil dal. So that one is really, really simple. Again, they're all really easy to do. All of the ingredients will be up on your socials as well as mine as well.
Yes,
yeah. And all I'm saying in that one there is all we've done is we just cooked off some onion puree. So I pureed the onion up, and then I put in there some ginger, and I put in there some garlic as well, and some chili. And then we just cook that down for a nice sort of like 10 to 15 minutes. So it's really nice and soft. Into that, we put in some turmeric. We put in some ground cumin. And then what we're going to do is we put in some just cubed, small cube sweet potato. And then we put in some stock and our red lentils. And we cook that for round about, you can cook it on the stove, but you need to love it and you need to stir it. And I'm a lazy cook and I love cooking. It thrives on neglect. So all you've got to do is you can just lob that in. This is the name of my cookbook, like neglect.
Yeah.
Then what you can do is you can just lob that. You can lob that into the oven, nice, low and slow, about 160 for about 40 minutes. So with the rugby coming up and stuff, it's a nice little one that you can knock up beforehand. Chuck it in the oven, turn it on, leave it in there for the first half, come back, and then what you've got is something that's healthy, nutritious, it's hearty, and it really, you know when you want to be kind of like feel full up, especially when it's a bit chilly out there.
Yeah, this kind of weather.
Yeah, and serve that with a few flatbreads, and just on top of that, it's sprinkled a little bit of spring onion, just give it a little bit of taste and texture.
Yeah, the texture, it feels a little bit like a sort of a hot couscous kind of a...
Yeah. And for someone that doesn't like lentils, how did you find that?
It is nice because it's everything else that's in with it. I think a lot of my issue is that I don't know how to cook lentils.
And so that, I think that is, that's, people are scared of certain things. Like people say, oh, tofu, it just tastes like cardboard.
No, right? I have to be honest, I didn't like tofu.
But it depends on what you do with it as well. Ultimately, some of these things are like sponges. They are, I mean, at the end of the day, you think about it, bread and butter, do you know what I mean? Like the butter is, you know, is and you've got your bread, which is your carbohydrate, and it's just a carrier of the whatever it be. Mm-hmm. And the lentils are, at the end of the day, they're like sponges, but they're really low in cholesterol. They're really high in fiber. They're a great protein source. So if you're looking for something to up the fiber in your diet and stuff like that to kind of keep us going regular and all these other bits and pieces, but with low cholesterol in them as well. And the fact that all of these were cooked from scratch and they all take around about the same amount of time, about 30 minutes each one, to have something really that's tasty, healthy and nutritious. And again, the key ingredient in there is the red lentil.
That's what you're using for your protein source.
Of today. Tomorrow will be totally different.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get you back again. Paul Knapp, firefighting chef. Paul, thanks a million.
Thanks very much.
For joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.